Welcome to the Voices in Recovery podcast. Voices in Recovery is produced by Freedom's Path Recovery Society, a registered Canadian charity. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider a donation at www.freedomspathrecoverysociety.ca. All donations go directly to assisting Freedom's Path and providing services free of charge and helps us keep the podcast going. We are grateful for any and all donations. This podcast discusses difficult topics such as childhood abuse, drug and alcohol use, sexuality, sexualized trauma, and more. If you are under the age of 18, please speak with your legal guardian prior to listening. The opinions expressed during the podcast are those of the individual and not those of Voices in Recovery or Freedom's Path Recovery Society. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the podcast.
This podcast is being recorded on the traditional land of the Blackfoot Confederacy. This consists of the Kainai, Piikani, Siksika, and the Blackfeet in the U.S. We acknowledge the Stoney Nakoda, which consists of the Bearspaw, Morley, and Chiniki. We acknowledge the Tsuut'ina who are Dene, and the Métis Inuit status and non-status from all of Turtle Island, and those who are visiting. We are all treaty people.
Thank you. And sir, thank you so much for coming on. I just want to let you share what's going on, what you've been through. And I will obviously ask questions because I'm sure I'll have lots. But at any time, if something's uncomfortable, please don't feel like you have to share. We're here and we're ready to go. And Mahmoud, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for sharing my my suffering. We are suffering a lot in this war, after war and before war. The life here is so bad, so bad. You know, I was injured before 20 years old. I was injured when I was 17 years old. And my best friend killed by Israeli bombing. When we stand in the street, the Israeli IDF, plain Israel IDF, bomb a car. The street were around us when we stand the street. I was injured. My friend.
This is when you were 17?
17 years.
Oh wow! I'm sorry about your friend.
When today I'm suffering from this injury. I was broke my hand, my leg, my scapula. Just a minute, somebody.
Yes, it's okay for sure.
I just, I have three daughters who came to life by IVF. If you understand what IVF?
IDF is the Israeli Defense Force, right?
IVF, medical operation. I have three daughters. Yeah. And I have a lonely son, Ahmed. Just a minute.
It's okay.
Look, please. Are you hearing me?
Oh, very well, yes. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. Perfect. Perfect. You were telling me about your children and your son, your daughters and your son.
Just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I have suffered for a long time. I have three daughters who came to this life by IVF. My son Ahmed came with a medical miracle. And I have health problem as a result of the Israeli bombing and my injury. I will explain what exactly I suffered. My shoulder injury, leg injury, thigh injury, splenectomy, exploratory process, many injury of shoulders in my body.
How many bombings have you survived?
What?
Sorry, have you been injured more than once? Was there more than one bombing?
My friend,
Yeah.
my best friend was murdered in that time. Yeah.
When you were injured, he was murdered.
Killed. What? Killed in this time. In this time, and I was injury. Just stay in hospital this time. That time, 3 months. 3 months stay in hospital.
Yeah, wow. Lots of surgeries, I'm sure.
بقي الجبيرة 6 شهور, 6 months.
Wow, it's a miracle
The
you're
cast,
here still.
the cast, the cast remained for 6 months on leg and on hand, my hand.
Okay. Wow.
I'm not. I was young, يعني. I was young, يعني. Just a child, يعني. You
Yeah.
know, I'm can't explain that. I can't explain what I was feeling, if you know.
Yeah, you must have been terrified.
Terrible, yes. Feeling something, say, so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am from Gaza.
Okay.
Before 7 October, we displaced in Rafah now with my family.
You're in Rafa now?
Yes, I am Rafah. لقد استأجر.
We're praying for Rafa every day. For all of you.
I live now in my relative. You know, in 17 December, I was lose my little brother Bilal.
Oh
Bilal,
no.
Bilal is a teacher, a physical in American an American school in
Yeah.
Gaza. I will send you his profile, his
Please do. Yeah. I'm so sorry for your
he
loss.
was a petition person, Bilal. Petition person. He have three sons. Behind him, leave three sons and his wife.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
He was active in athletics, Bilal, as coach of athletics.
Okay, yeah.
Bilal is travel to Athena, to Turkey, to Egypt, to Morocco.
Yeah.
He's can active, very active in sports, you know.
Yeah. And a teacher
After,
too.
yes, as
Yeah.
a teacher and coach.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He was athletic coach in Palestine. Palestine, the Palestine team. Coach the Palestine team in athletics.
Okay. Wow.
Allah yarham. After 2 months, I was lose my father. But just now, already. جراء نقص نعم نقص الموارد الطبية
I just want to tell you, my heart's breaking for you. My heart's broken for you. I'm
الحمد
sorry.
لله الحمد لله I lost my father due to a lack of medical resources as he was suffering from kidney failure. الله يرحمه
And
يعني
the doctors and stuff, there hasn't been aid at all, right? Like,
No, the medical situation in Rafah now is so bad, so bad. You know, my father used to wash. Kidney failure. Three times in a week, per a week. In Rafah, when we displaced in Rafah, just a one per week. This, you know, it's affected his health.
Yeah. And he needed it more than that, right? He needed three times a week at least.
I yes
Yeah.
I can't also I lose my house in Gaza I will send you picture for house, my house,
Okay.
for my job, for my life before 7 October.
Did they
With
take
my
your house or did they destroy your house?
destroyed,
Destroyed your house,
destroyed.
okay. Because I heard they were taking
The
property
last
too.
payment for my house before 3 months before 7 October. I was finished payment.
Oh no.
I lost my job. I lost my father. I lost my brother. I can't lose anymore. I want to leave Gaza to return life, to beginning life with my three daughter and my son Ahmed and my wife and my mother. We need to leave Gaza. We can't stay here.
Yeah.
We can't stay here.
Yeah. How are people getting out of Gaza? Like, how would you get out?
Many people need to leave Gaza.
Is there a way to evacuate or is everyone trapped?
Evacuation Gaza.
Yeah.
Life here is unbearable. Unbearable. No education, no health, no food, no good water.
Yeah, what's where you are, is there water at all? Like, where, how do you get water? Do you have to boil it? Yeah, you have to boil the
My
water to
wife,
make it clean.
me and my wife, I suffered
Yeah.
from gastroenteritis as a result of contaminated water and contaminated food.
Yeah.
I just four days suffering on this water and food.
Yeah. Because there's bacteria, right? The water's not clean.
Yes,
Yeah.
bacteria. Yes.
Oh.
The food, vegetables, and good food like chicken, like so expensive.
Yeah.
So I can't pay it. I can I have six person. I can't, no salary now. No salary now. No salary. No,
Yeah.
no money.
Yeah.
No liquidity in Gaza. No liquidity.
There's none.
Oh. I hope to leave Gaza as soon with my family and my mother. If you won't leave Gaza, you must pay a lot of thousands of dollars.
It costs a lot to get out.
Be a person, you must pay $5,000. Just, so
Per
expensive.
person to get out, per person.
Poor person. I
Yeah.
can't. I
No,
can't. I
who
can't.
can?
Just I was employee. Yani employee. I was my salary around 4. $700. $400 in beer a month.
Yeah, really.
No.
Who is charging $5,000? Sorry, who do you pay that to leave?
I was employee in government. Now, government tend it's pay approximately $150 every 2 months,
Wow.
17 days.
Yeah.
You know, so bad. The life here so expensive. I can't anymore to stay here. I want to need with my family. Skip Gaza as soon if you know what the situation here.
Well, I don't think we could grasp the situation, right? Like we're here in Canada, and like it just seems like it's an untenable situation. It seems catastrophic. I mean, I know what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this podcast out and hopefully people can help.
I know I have a cousin in Canada, but he told me that he can't be invited because he can't be invited due to the immigration program of Palestinian. Only first class.
Really?
Like a brother, his brother, like his sister, his mother, just cousins. No.
Yeah.
You know when start a Russian Ukraine war, the Canada opened the immigration program for Ukrainian. So good. But we can't introduce to immigration to Canada. No,
not the same for you.
So difficult, so difficult.
Yeah.
I
what
don't
do you
know.
think?
I don't know what a reason to this.
Yeah.
All. We are so we are human at all. The same
everywhere.
Ukrainian, Palestinian, Israeli,
Canadian,
Canadian, any person is a human. What's the difference between me and you and Ukrainians, Israeli, Russian?
Geography. It's the only difference.
No different.
No. That's heartbreaking. And I know that the aid for Ukraine is quite a lot, whereas we're not doing anything for Palestine, right? As a country.
Politics divided us.
It has. And even here in Canada, there are people that won't speak up because they might lose their jobs, right? And I know a couple of people who have worked at universities and have potentially losing their jobs because they were pro-Palestine. And I don't understand.
What is our fault? I don't know.
I don't either.
My best friend, his life now in Canada, in Calgary. My best friend is his name Muhammad Najjar. He's a creator a creator my GoFund. The link is explain what my situation, and he helped me always to gross any. I don't know what I say. I'm just tired.
I can only imagine
from this war. You know, I tell you something. due to extreme fatigue and physical pressure, when people see me, they think I am old. They say I am old. Why I am not over 37 years old? I am
but
so.
Or,
yeah. I am so pressure. Pressure. Mm-hmm. I am so what I'm pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
I see that. Yeah.
This is pressure.
100%.
Physical pressure.
Even...
Yeah. Physical pressure. Body pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was injury. I just stay in hospital 3 months. Mm-hmm. months on pain and broken. I feel so pain in 3 months. I was, this is old me 10 years in mm-hmm. 3 months.
Oh, for pain. Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pain will age you and stress.
Yes.
You, I, and stress. I can't imagine how stressed you are and your family. I just can't imagine. So would we be able to get contacted or connected to your best friend here? Because
okay,
at some point, because what I'd want to do is share your GoFundMe stuff, right? Like I want to make sure if people want to help you that they can.
Thank you. I will send you any proof you know you want. Picture, medical
yeah.
reports. If you want.
No, I don't. What I'm hoping for is just the link so that we can connect people to you. Because I believe that there'll be lots of people like myself who would want to help, right? But we don't know because we're not being told what it's really like for you, right? Like we're being told in the media what it's like for Israel. And we know that that's a different story altogether, right? Like I know that. But not everybody does. And so that's why I just want the link so that, and the connection to your friend so that we can help you. If there's a way that we can help raise money so that you guys can get out of there, obviously we want to be a part of that. We want to try to help as many people as we can.
Thank you. Thank you, David, for your support, your effort. We are... tired here. We are that tired here. I can't explain what I feel. You know, I have suffered from many panic attack before war and after war.
Yeah.
You know, the physical interphysical unavailable. Yeah.
I don't know how you folks are doing it, Mahmoud. Like, I don't understand what it takes to survive that every day, right? Like that, to just, so do you get up every day? Do you have stuff that you have to do to try to survive? Like, I don't even understand that much. Like how you make it through one day.
My dream. My dream, I feel I die so close on my family, on my son, my daughter, my mother. You know, so bad feeling. In night when I was asleep, we hear three bombing around us.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight,
yeah.
Three bombing in around.
Yeah.
Oh. I lost. Tell you, when we displaced in Rafah, and when alive in my cousin was bombing the next door. I lost my brother-in-law and his wife and his daughter in this bombing.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
My wife lost her brother and her sister and his six children for sister-in-law.
Oh my God.
We lost many people in this war. Relatives,
Yeah.
Cousins, friends.
Oh
You
God.
know, around 100 person I know, I lose him.
Oh my God. And that's in like 7 months.
David, I'm not strong in English, but
No.
I know you know what I mean.
Yeah. I
Understand
think
me. Understand
I do.
what I want to explain.
Yeah.
Sorry. Good.
And I understand as I think like I think your English is great. I think you're doing awesome, by the way. I really do. And I appreciate you taking that kind of energy because it must take a lot of energy to try to.
We still you can and I can good in English. It's 70 and 70%.
Yeah. It's very
just
good.
good. We can listen, we can talk, we can reading, just reading good, listening good, talking 70%, but I will still progress in this
I think you're
with the
doing great.
chatting. With the chatting, I now I'm better.
Yeah,
For
for
seven,
sure.
before 7 October, now I am better in English. I can't talking with anybody for just a
Yeah.
little, like, but now I am good.
I think you're doing great. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, and yeah, I can't. I we can't imagine. You said you've lost over 100 people that you knew, and that's just in 7 months. And so here, what we see are the numbers that there's children dying every day there. So we see. I get some numbers from Justice for Palestinians. I look at their numbers that they publish. And it's astronomical how many children are dying. Like it's even so hard for my brain to comprehend that it's real, right? Like when I see those numbers, the thousands of children that have been killed, my brain doesn't want to believe that, right? Like I don't want that to be true, but I know that it's true. Like, and it, obviously it's awful. Like you're in the middle of it constantly.
You know, I just tell you something. I filed a case with the Israeli Ministry of Defense after I was injured. But they rejected the request and said that we don't not deserve to life.
Really?
Oh, I was request in a lawyer. His name Lika Tsemel. Lika Tsemel. This is a public lawyer in Israel.
Okay.
He said that we do not deserve to life, and reject the request. But he, but he, but him, but him, request to Palestinian Authority to pay Israeli injury. He is right, but ni but we, no right.
And that's
What is
you're
that?
not the
What is
first.
that? What
Yeah,
is the
that's
justice?
racism.
What is
Yeah.
the justice in this? I don't know.
There is no justice and no peace there. That's for sure. I've heard this from other folks who have spent time in Gaza and Palestine. They've said the same things, that on the Israeli side of things, the Israelis treat Palestinians as though they're not humans. And that sounds very consistent to what you're telling me. To what happened to you, I guess, what that lawyer told you.
Okay, I will talking. I have been telling my wife that we showed immigration for a long time, but she was attached, and now she is asking me to immigrate. I don't know what the women.
I do
you know,
know.
you don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, women are
She was
wonderful
asking
no matter
me to
where they are.
immigrate.
Yeah.
We have opportunity to immigrate in Qatar. My wife is a mathematics teacher.
Okay, right on. So you have a chance to get to Qatar?
In Qatar, a teacher. He just know I want to stay in the, with the mama. I want to stay to with sister.
Well, I sure hope that you folks can get out soon.
There was an opportunity, and opportunity comes only once in a lifetime. This high salary in Qatar,
Yeah.
good life, good life. I don't know what I.
Yeah. Well, we got to try to get you out of there and your family. That's for sure.
But we help to migration to Canada.
Yeah.
I hope when I arrive to Egypt, we can to go to the embassy on in Canada to try to immigration. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know how that works, but I sure hope you can. Yeah. And if there's anything that we can do to try to help, I hope I can connect with your friend here. Because
I
I
know
would.
I know anybody to feeling a good for us. I know not at all he's can help us about immigration. I know. I know.
Yeah.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, David.
Well, it must feel pretty hopeless, you know. I don't understand why they're not just taking all the people, while taking all of you out of there.
I'm very disappointed to
Me
the
too.
situation. The situation.
I'm disappointed by our government here too.
That.
It's just
I thank you for patient, David. Thank
of
you for
course,
patient. Thank you.
of course.
You know, I can't talking fluent English. I want to just translate just a word in Google Translate.
Okay.
Fritz, to enter Rafah, continue. You know, and I need to evacuate to Egypt as soon as possible. My daughter tell me, Daddy, sell everything you have left so we can get out. I don't have anything you can pay it.
There's nothing to sell, right?
Just the children, you know. No, 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 no. What you feel, what
Yeah.
is the political economic situation is that children
Yeah, and they're right though, right? Like it would be so perfect just to leave, just to sell everything. And...
The child doesn't understand what are you going through.
Yeah, exactly.
You read
Speaking of your children, how are they? What do they do every day?
I have Dima, Lena, Layan. This three daughter. This a triplet. You know, a
Oh, they're
triplet.
triplets.
Triplet.
Oh, you
I
have
buy. A triplet
really interesting.
by IVF. IVF. You
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And Ahmed, my little son Ahmed.
Yeah, the miracle
Ah,
baby.
American, American, American medic.
Yeah.
And I will send you some picture for him.
Please
And
do. Please send me a picture of your family.
my wife Maha. Maha, I just Maha.
Yeah, if you don't mind, send me a family picture and I'll use that for our
Yes.
post if that's okay. Can I publish that picture? Is that okay?
My wife Maha is a good student. She got a high average in high school, like 98 of 100, and get first in her class in mathematics in university.
Wow, so she's really smart.
Very smart, but I little smart.
Well, she's obviously smart enough to be with you, right? So she must be pretty smart.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Allah barik fi. You know, a child. My wife, when he's a teacher, my children like a school, he just in one degree,
Okay.
one class, three, one class. Teach him English, teach him mathematics, teach him science, teach him in Arabic, teach I teach him my daughter Islamic religion.
Okay. Yeah.
I was graduated in I was graduated in Islamic University of Gaza in
Okay.
Islamic Studies College. I was
Right on. Congratulations.
before 7 October. I was study business administration in degree 3.
Wow. Your third degree.
This degree I had 1 year left until graduation in business administration.
Yeah.
But now, you know, everything stopped. Everything stopped. I can't continue. I will. I got high marks in very in a lot of in subjects in the university. I have a full marks or high marks, accounting, business administration, behavior of organization. This is a subject in in
Yeah.
university in, but all dreams broken. After 7 October, I can't
Like
continue in
instantly.
Jama. University was destroyed it. I will send you some photo or video for my university. Destroyed it. The IDF destroyed the Al-Aqsa University.
They bombed it. Yeah.
In
Wow.
Gaza, branch in Gaza and the branch in Khan Yunis destroyed
Yeah.
it.
Wow.
A lot of student now
Nothing to do.
not continue yeah. to study.
Yeah.
And my children, my daughter as in fifth grade. And haven't studied since 7 October. He just studied 1 month. One a month of study years.
Yeah.
We can, yani, we now try to teach him teach him Arabic, English, some science, some mathematics, you know. Because don't him forget anything.
Yeah.
Study him. Study after yeah. Before 7 October.
Yeah.
Just a continue teach because don't him I forget anything. Him study.
Yeah. Well, and how old is your son?
Seven.
So years. He's at my nephew's seven.
Seven. My daughter, 11.
11? Right on.
11 years.
Yeah.
Is asleep now. They will be happy to talk to you if they are attentive.
That's very nice of you. It's okay. I'm glad they're okay. I'm glad your kids are okay.
Are you married, David?
No, I'm not married. No. No. I have just a cat running around. Yeah.
You know, when you married and get children, you know what I feeling as a father.
Yeah.
So cute. So talking with him give you optimism.
Yes, they do. They very much do. Spending time with children is very optimistic.
And optimism and hope.
Yeah, there's something that kids have in that hope.
They give you a lot.
Yeah, I bet they do. Yeah, I bet you're all pretty close right now. Stay pretty close together.
But now they are afraid. Afraid, you know, afraid for bombing. My little daughter, Layan, he's suffering a panic attack when hears a bombing. Wake up,
I am having a panic attack
directly.
For you.
Panic attack. Waked up directly, and he's shooting. You know the children screaming.
Oh no.
This is everything we have suffered.
This is awful. I mean, it's awful. It's awful that we're not stopping it too. That nobody's stopping it.
We hope that the war will stop. We can continue our life. In this morning, I learned that my friend father. Is I learned that my friend's father did this morning. I was talk I was talking him for 2 hours. When I go, when I go to get my my brother laptop, read my father, my friend father is dead. I
Oh
talk with
no.
him. I talk with him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just
So much
you,
loss.
you know the quadcopter, quadcopter.
The quadcopter?
Quadcopter, Israeli IDF killed him this morning. He's still in the north. He's still in the north.
Jesus.
He's told his father was killed while his wife filling filling gallons of water in north.
So they were getting water and he was killed.
Quadcopter shoot in his face,
Oh.
his on here, on here, and on here.
Oh my goodness. Just for getting water.
Water. Filling gallons of water.
Yeah.
He's
Unbelievable.
elder man, elder man.
Yeah.
No, he's kill anything moving. He's no, he's the IDF, he's no a civilian person. Civilian person. What do you want for from him? يعني شو بدك منه? Just a civilian people. I don't read any military person is killed. Just a civilian children, civilian elder, civilian young.
Yeah. And that's all we're hearing, too. That's all we're hearing is that civilians are killed every day, right, by the IDF.
Every day.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking.
But there is hope that the war will end as
Yeah.
soon. This is the hope of all the humanity in the world. You know, you see what happened in the American university.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
A student get out in the street. His his amplifier calling ceasefire now for a children, for a young, for a woman who's killed. 30,000 women killed in Gaza.
Unbelievable.
There, 50 child killed in Gaza. I don't know what where the woman and child human right. You
Yeah,
know.
I don't understand why we're not stopping it. Yeah.
The student university is ask the university president in Colombia. Are the people in Gaza human? سألوه. He is ask the president.
Yeah.
He didn't answer. You know what? You know what? لأنه
Yeah, I think we do. Yeah.
Because if he said yes, why don't kill them? And if he said no, then he denied as humanity.
Yeah.
It's between the yes or no. Because mm-hmm. this, he didn't answer.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I know that.
I know people that. Will we know, get fired. We yeah. know that. We know that the political American ازدواجيه المعايير. No, double standard. You know, mm-hmm. double standard with the.
Oh, yeah.
Nationality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you Arab or Muslim yeah. or you know,
is or Hindu
or Hindu oh, yeah. is the yeah. double standard.
Big time.
This allowed, and if you did what he did, this is not allowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think you just said why there's still a lot of aid for Ukraine and none for Palestine. Yeah,
we displaced. The mm-hmm. Ukrainian displaced in Ukraine, and I have displaced in Gaza. What the difference between us?
Yeah.
We are at least humanity.
Yep. I and both is, countries are invaded.
Both got, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I feel his feeling. I yeah. my we lost, he lost. Mm-hmm. We looking for a good life. A good a good study for a good education, a good health, a good water, a good food, a good house.
Mm-hmm.
My house is destroyed. I can't imagine after I paid for 7 years, the house was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I lost $16,000 for my house. Mm-hmm. After paid for 7 years,
yeah.
My house, my furniture, my.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
This is so bad, David. This mm-hmm. is so bad. This disappointed for this. I know, like a homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Like a homeless, I don't have anything.
Yeah.
We need to beginning now to buy a new house. And a new clothes. I don't have clothes. When I displaced in Gaza, I left behind me everything I have.
Yeah.
I go to pieces of pants.
Yeah. Well, I imagine you had to leave in a hurry.
And 2 pieces on the t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In Gaza, I tell you something you know about it. This is a crisis in Boxer.
Yeah.
Boxer in Gaza, not Boxer. Next. Underwear, you know, underwear in Gaza.
Yes, underwear. Yeah, there
underwear.
Is that.
Underwear to women and to men. In Gaza, we are looking for it to pay. You don't find it. I suggest that the American planes that drop aid from the air throw us some underwear and the flips flops.
Yeah, and flip flop, hey? Yeah.
We need it. This is
they need underwear and flip flops to airdrop it. Yeah.
We need it. All the people, and we need it.
Yeah. Matt, it would just be so. It would be so nice if they stopped dropping bombs. That would be really nice, right?
Yes. Right.
Like drop underwear. Just stop dropping bombs and give us underwear.
Underwear, Jeff. Yeah. Just it's easy. It's easy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yes. You still have such a sense of humor. Yeah, you must have strong character, Mahmoud, because you still have a sense of humor.
People, you know, David, people here are kind, dreamers of life. We are not a killer.
No, I don't think
not,
that's true.
Not a killer, not a killer, not. We have looking for a life, progress in life, teach a children, live life in a good house, like any person in the world.
Yeah, I understand that because that's what we want. That's what everybody wants.
Why they seek a demonize the Palestinian? I don't know.
I don't understand it. The only thing that makes sense to me is that it's been a racist structure for so long that anything outside of Christian boundaries and lighter skin seems to be demonized, right?
I want to see you something. Just
okay.
I want to see.
Sure.
See the house I stay at.
Yeah. Oh wow.
See, set.
Yeah.
This behind it,
yeah.
I destroyed. Look.
Oh no.
Low.
Okay. Yeah.
Look.
Oh
we
my
cov we
God.
covered some we look.
Yeah. Oh jeez.
Look. Destroyed. Look. Just a minute. This is a bathroom. Look.
Oh my goodness.
Look.
Wow.
Look, destroy. Look, this is a cupboard.
That is like, yeah,
a
that
cupboard.
Has been blown up.
I blow up. That just,
yeah. Wow.
This situation when I say a brother-in-law is killed. Just,
yeah.
Just look.
Unreal.
Look, this
are those,
is full,
are those,
all oh, cover. Covered,
are
covered
those
because,
bullet holes in the cupboard?
David, a laptop, if you have a closed up, because better I will join you to mobile.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If he's
wow. That's
behind,
unbelievable.
Behind that, so destroyed. I will take some picture and send you.
Thank you. Oh my God! I wow.
Wow! This
I'm
is
a little
destroyed.
speechless.
Look!
Yeah.
Look at the gyps. Look, this
yeah.
is for bombing.
Yeah.
Shadaya, Sawani, Sawani.
Wow.
Shadaya. shrapnel, shrapnel. This is shrapnel.
Shrapnel. Yeah.
Shrapnel. This is shrapnel. This is shrapnel.
From the bombs,
look,
right?
Look at the wall.
Wow.
Look at the wall. Okay.
Yeah.
Look. The window is a nylon. The window is a nylon. We covered is a
Oh.
nylon. The
Yeah.
ايش معنى قزاز زجاج. A glass, the window is broken when I
Yeah.
you know, if you
Wow.
can, if you can see the
I
neighborhood,
can see. Yeah.
he destroyed, broken.
Yeah.
I was some picture, and I will send you
Yeah. Did
this
those
is
windows
destroyed.
get blown out from the bomb?
Bomb.
Yeah.
Look at the window when I put
Yeah.
it here, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I will send you a picture. I will
Okay.
send you a picture.
Yeah. Well, and we can close this off anytime. I don't want to take up all your time. And I know you probably have other things you need to do today, but I just want to thank you so much for coming on, Mahmoud.
Thank
I
you. Thank
I
you,
can't
David,
thank you enough, my heart for you.
thank you, David, for your patience to
Oh,
me.
of course. Of course.
You are a so kindly person, I see.
Thank you.
And thank you for support, for your effort. And I will talk with you
Of course. Yeah.
always. We can talk for anything. And I will send for my friend in Calgary, my best friend,
Yes, please.
Muhammad from Gaza originally.
Yeah.
I my best friend in Gaza, and he
Yeah.
is married a Jordanian girls. He's love it,
Oh, okay.
and married it, and his immigration to Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I'm.
I stay in Gaza. When I graduate from university, he's came to me, Mahmoud, to get out of Gaza. I don't know. I want to stay in Gaza. You
Yeah.
know, I was so stupid in this
No.
decision.
I think you love your home and you didn't want to leave your home. You know, I think, and that's hard. You shouldn't have to leave your home. You know, I hope obviously you and I are going to talk. We'll communicate, but I just hope for your family, for you that, yeah, just, I don't even know what to say. I'm just heartbroken.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
You're very welcome. Thank
Thank
you
you.
so much, Mahmoud, for coming
Thank
on.
you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
You stay safe, okay?
Okay. Inshallah.
Yeah,
Inshallah.
inshallah. And
Inshallah.
I'll talk to you soon. I'll text you soon and you can send those pictures
We
to me.
can. Inshallah. Thank you. Thank
Inshallah.
you. Bye
Thank
bye.
you very much. Bye-bye.